Councillor Gillian Creasy.
Thank you. I don't want to take the wind out of Councillor Webster's sails, who's going to get the chance to sum up soon, but I do just want to come back in this debate on the amendment. I think it's been a really interesting debate, and I'm really glad that we put the motion in the terms we have. We tried to do it very broadly in order that we could tease out these differences, and I think it's been a good debate with, as people have said, quite a lot of agreement, and actually showing those kind of subtle differences between the parties in the chamber here today. I just want to reflect on something here. During the summer, I had the privilege of judging for the DocFest. It was the Green Awards. So I got to see a whole load of films, and we had to decide which was the best. And two of those films were very interesting. One was Unearthed, which was about fracking from the point of view of South Africa. Beautiful film, I really recommend it. And the other one was about the damage caused by the Gulf oil spill. And in both those, what you saw was people who'd been promised economic growth and jobs and an improvement in their life. And in those cases, and I'm not suggesting that air quality in Sheffield at the moment is to this degree, but when you take it to the extreme degree, those people said, we were promised this, and actually what's happened to us is that members of our family, or me, myself, we've got cancer, we're dying. We can literally no longer live in our houses. The environment that people depend on had become so appalling that, you know, they just said, like, those promises were useless. Now, we're not in that position. I'm not pretending it's that extreme. But it's that we're discussing, the kind of point at which you say, you know, jobs and development and economic growth are, you know, patently important for the richness of our lives. Of course they are. But how do you balance that off against the environmental degradation that some of those developments can cause? And I just think that's a kind of fascinating debate. And I think, you know, we have explored it to an extent here. And I really hope that we can go forward and go on exploring it, whether it's in scrutiny or whether it's in planning committees or whether they're in the conference on the 17th, whether there is the opportunity for cross-party discussion about how we make that balance. Thank you.